This is the national public broadcast of W.D. Muhammad, Muslim society leader. The following khutbah, our sermon, was recorded Friday, November the 17th, the year 2000, at the Harvey Islamic Center in Harvey, Illinois. The khatib, our teacher, is W.D. Muhammad.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu ala rasulihil kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ba'd. In Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, and we witness that he is one, and we witness that Muhammad is his servant and his messenger, the honorable servant and messenger of God, the last of the prophets, the seal of the prophets, mentioned in both the Old Testament and the New Testament, properly named in the Quran, the Torah, and the Injil. We know him as God has revealed him to us. God says of Muhammad that he is a mercy to all the worlds. And God says of Muhammad that certainly we have seen him on the foundation of the most excellent character. The most excellent character. And Allah says of him that he is enough for all mankind. Kafatan linnas, enough for all mankind. And with that expression, enough for all mankind, we can understand the saying of the Prophet, peace be upon him, that there was a building being built, and each prophet came and contributed the block to that building, and he was the last to put a block to finish that building. And he is enough for all mankind, as Allah says in the Holy Book, Quran. Allah says of him that he has believed in God, and so have the believers. So Muhammad, the believer in God, he's our leader. If we follow him in faith first. Believe in God. Believing in God, seen and unseen. Seen and unseen. And we know we can't see him with our eyes, so how is it understood that we believe in him seen and unseen? Al-Zahir wal-Batin. The evidence of him is in his works. And God's works is the creation of man, and everything else that exists in this original creation that God made, the skies and the earth, and all living things. We see him in his works, and it's plain and clear. That's evidence of God's existence and presence. We know God invited Moses to see God, to see him, to come up to speak with him, pardon me, and Moses wanted to see him. Peace be upon Moses, he said, let me see you. And God told him, say, if you will see me, look to the mountain. The evidence, the creation itself, look to the mountain. And he looked to the mountain, but he couldn't see what he wanted to see. He was thinking he was going to see a man or something, I guess, because his people believed that God was a man. They asked him, say, show us God in body, in material body. That's what they asked him, according to the word of God in the Quran. So they were people who believed in, that they had to see God in material body. And Moses was one of them, so he was really going on a mission for them. So he said, let me see you. And God told him, as I told you, it's in the Quran. And when he looked at the mountain, he swooned, he fainted. And when he regained his consciousness, the mountain was there intact. But when he swooned and passed out, the mountain disappeared as dust. Went away. This is Islam. This is the Quran. This is the word of God. This is the religion. And this is what clears up our hearts, our souls, and our minds. And our minds. And anyone who's not following the way that God reveals, he's confused, he's tormented, he's in the dark. He's alone. God is not with him. The angels are not with him. And the believers are not with him. Praise be to Allah, who is one alone and needs nothing of his creation. He created everything and needs nothing of his creation. He created everything by his own will, simply to order it be, and according to God's word, and it was. Kun fayakun. Be, and it came into existence. That's God. And there is nothing like God. Allah says in the Quran of himself, Laysa kamithlihi shay'un. There is nothing at all like him. Not a single thing like him. And we know that the people of the book, they say God made us, man, in his own image and likeness. In contradiction to other parts of the Bible that say make no image of him in the heavens or in the earth. So that's contradiction. Their belief is in conflict with their own teachings, with their own Bible. And we know that they call themselves, Jews did it first, the children of God. The children of God. If the language is used lightly as a metaphor or something to be interpreted, then it's not that harmful. If for the person who understands it that way. But if they mean that God really had children, descendants, then Allah answers that in the Quran. It's not befitting of the Most High God to have a consort, a wife, a woman. He never had a wife. And then plain simple language, Lam Yelit, Lam Yulet. Never did he father a child. Walam Yulet. And never was he born a child. Walam Yakun Lehu Kufu and Ahad. And never did there exist anything resembling him. This is the Quran. This is the religion. Let's stick with it. Don't go back to sleep. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Al-Islam, the religion of all Muslims, and the religion of mankind, by virtue of their original creation. And in support of that statement, Muhammad the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, everyone is born Muslim. And it is the circumstances that he put in, or she's put into, that makes them otherwise. A priest, a monk, a Buddhist, a Christian, a Jew, whatever you become. An atheist. It's your circumstances that you're put in that makes you other than a Muslim. Muslim is your nature by birth. It is your original self. Muslim is our original self. So, and what is my own self? I'm quoting. And what is my own self? My own self is a righteous Muslim. End quote. I think you know where that came from. The great scholar of this time, who passed some years back from Pakistan, of the Indian race people, Maulana Maududi, he wrote of Islam. He said, Islam is an ideology for the reform of the whole world. Well, we know that the Christianity started with the Jews, in the Jews people. But Christ, according to the Christian teachings, before he passed away, he instructed all of his disciples, his helpers, to go into all the avenues of human life, of the family of man, and give the message, take the message to all people. So Christianity then is also, by their own teachings, Christianity is also a message or an ideology for the whole world of mankind, all people. And if you understand the Jewish teachings, the Jews' religion, you understand that they are too committed to work for all people, for the whole of mankind. But they make a separation between them and other people as to who is authorized by God and who is not. So if you come into the Jewish people with them, then you come in by adoption. And I'm quoting the Bible, I'm quoting their teachings. You come in by adoption, which means you are not a child of God except by adoption. They are the true children of God. They are the authentic, genuine children of God. And anyone else who comes into that religion comes in by adoption. By adoption. This is Judaism. And they identify themselves as the only begotten of God. They identify their whole people as the only begotten of God. So this is quite different from Islam. And it seems to be on the surface different from Christianity. But I have studied Christianity, and Christianity, the New Testament, says the same thing. You just don't understand it. It's saying, too, that the only begotten is a Jew. This is not to knock the Jews. This is to clear up our heads so we can be strong in our faith and clear in our minds to do what we have to do in the path of God here in the United States of America and other places where we are, like Bermuda and a few other places. We should be all over this world, like other people working for God, working for the world idea, global reform. Righteousness. So we are born Muslims mean we are born righteous, not sinful. There's no original sin in Islam. We are not born in sin. We are born Muslims. That means born good nature, without fault, without sin, without corruption. All that comes after we learn it from the world. We don't sin until the world shows us sin. So we are born into a world of sin, not into a nature that's sinful. God said He created us, and He gave us our taqwa. That's our righteousness. He gave us our taqwa, and He gave us our fujura. And the fujura is a hunger for knowledge, understanding in the intellect and in the soul. It's a hunger for the light. So He gave us righteousness, obedience to Him, taqwa. And He gave us also an appetite for the light. So we thirst for light from the time we are born. We thirst for light. It's in us. It's inborn into us. This is not my teaching. This is the teachings of the Quran, the teachings of God. Not my teaching. In the Quran, God says, and He gave you, not nothing else, before your creation was complete, He gave you your taqwa and your fujura. So it's inborn in us. And when God finishes it, it's a Muslim. And as Muhammad, the Prophet, peace be upon him, has explained, circumstances we put in may pull us out of that Muslim form. So today in this khutbah here, we want to stress obedience to God in the original nature. The original nature of a baby is not to rebel against God. The original nature of a baby is not to rebel against his parents. The original nature of a baby is to obey what God has ordered for it. Parents, mother, father, family. That's the original nature of every human being. And God says to us, He named us Muslims before and in the Quran. Before and in the Quran.
We will return to today's broadcast after these important announcements. Imam Muhammad will be making appearances throughout the country, and those wishing to support his mission of propagation and community assistance are asked to send their contributions made payable to Ministry of W.D. Muhammad and mail to Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. And now back to today's program.
Can we understand that Abraham was the first conscious Muslim, and he was the first of the Muslims, Abraham, the first of the conscious Muslims? But every human being was made a Muslim by nature. But Abraham was the first of the conscious Muslims. He taught us how to be Muslim. He taught us how to protect our original nature and to deliver it to God, whole and sound. Abraham taught us that. And learned imam, I once heard him overseas, I was listening to one of the learned imams, and he said, and Abraham was a community. And I recall reading in the Quran, and Allah says, Abraham was a community. And he said, and Muhammad is a community too. I know this community that we are in is the community of Muhammad the Prophet. It was Muhammad the Prophet serving Allah that established the first community of Muslims. And the whole world now follow in his tradition, practicing the religion as they best understand it from Muhammad the Prophet. Firstly from the Quran, of course, but then from Muhammad the Prophet, who demonstrated to the world how that revelation was to be practiced, put into effect in the life of individual and society. Muhammad showed us that. It was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the prayers and the peace be upon him. It was Muhammad who showed us how to pray. You read the Quran, you will not find the way to pray. It's not in the Quran. Allah intended for Muhammad, the leader, to teach us how to pray. And he is the first of the imams for us. And he is our teacher, he's our guide, as well as our leader. So Muslims should know that they should say, Allah is my God, the Quran is my book, and Muhammad is my prophet, Nabiyyi, Muhammad, Nabiyyi. It's universal. Muslims, whether they are in Asia, the continent of Asia, or Africa, or Europe, or America, wherever they are, or in the islands, they all believe in what I'm explaining to you right now. If you don't know these things, you new ones should study. We thank Allah that we open our eyes because we want to see. We want to see. So we open our eyes. When the Quran came and showed us how to open our eyes, we open our eyes. Praise be to Allah. Islam is firstly a message to all the world. It is an ideology. As Maulana Maldudi said, may God give him paradise. It is an ideology for the reform of the whole world. That's what it's given to us for, to reform the whole world. And if you study the history of the world, before the time of our Prophet, immediately before the time of our Prophet, and in the time of our Prophet, peace be upon him, and study it after Islam came, you'll see that it was groping in the dark and not civilized, though few of them, the learned, were civilized. But the masses were not educated, the world was not civilized, until Islam came. And Islam, after Islam, we start seeing a change for the better for the whole world of mankind. Although wars were made, ugly violence, jealousy, And Allah says in the Quran, and never did they differ until the clear evidence came to them. That's the Quran. Then they began differing and fighting and killing, and jealous of the Muslims ruling Spain, got together and got their forces together and drove the Muslims out of Spain. Now understand that the Muslims in Spain went in there beautiful. But in time they became corrupt. They became corrupt. If they had not become corrupt, they would have been in Spain till today. Because the Spanish people were not against them. The Spanish people were thankful to them. The history says that when the Muslims were leaving Spain, turning it over to the Christians, the Spaniard people could be seen crying on the sidelines as they were watching the Muslims leave, crying. So this was a power act by the Christians of the world, led by a few who were devilish and wicked. But Allah is the best known. I believe what they did softened the hearts of many Spanish people for Islam. There are a lot of Muslims now that are Spanish, and they are increasingly coming to Islam, the Spanish people. And also the non-Spanish people of Europe, it softened their hearts for Islam. When they read the true studies, I've talked to them, they tell me how it has softened their hearts. Community. God says, you are the best of communities, brought out, or translated by the English translator of the Quran, evolved for the good of all people. Antum khayra ummatan ukhrijat linnas. You are the best of communities, brought out for all mankind, evolved for all mankind, brought out of the darkness into the light for all mankind. Then God says of this religion, that He has revealed it to bring you out of the darkness into the light. This is Quran. So understand this, Muslim brothers and sisters all, and children. Understand this, that no matter what the world says, if you are Muslim, you should go by what Islam says. No matter what the world says, if you say you are Muslim, if you wear that name, you should go by what the Quran says, what Allah says in the Quran, and what Muhammad has taught us, the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him. If you don't do that, then you're in conflict with your own self. You're in a mess. See, why is he angry today? I'm as peaceful as I ever been. I'm not angry. I'm happy. I'm in heaven, really. In my soul, I'm in heaven. God knows that. Yes, sir. I'm not angry with anybody. I love you. I'm in love with you. If I didn't love you, I wouldn't talk to you this way. I'll sell you some bull and get your money. And be rich sitting up somewhere in the gold coast somewhere. In wealth. And coming to visit you in a little ghetto, in a little stinkhole. And taking your money and going right back to my gold coast home or apartment. That's what I'd do if I didn't love you. Sometimes I think some of you deserve that. And I don't have to give you that. You got plenty of them around that give you that. They give you that treatment. They ready. All right. So we have to know our own identity. We are Muslims by the definition given to us in the Quran and the teachings of Muhammad. Not by any definition popping up in your head somewhere. We are Muslims by the definition established in the Quran, the Word of God, and the teachings and practice of Muhammad, his tradition. That's why we are Muslims. And the origin of this concept came from the teacher Abraham. Millat Ibrahim Hanifa. This is the order of Abraham, the upright in his nature. Praise be to Allah. And you are to understand your identity as a society. As a society, you are one, supposed to be one united community, ummatan wahida, one united community under God, following the universal messenger, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is it, clear as anything can be. This is Islam. Now, you are obligated to be a Muslim responsible for your own Muslim nature. And you're obligated to be a Muslim individual responsible for your own Muslim environment. And you're supposed to be working on your environment to make your environment agree with what Allah has revealed is the ummatan wahida. So your environment should have Islamic education in it. It has to have Islamic school. It has to have the place to pray, masallah. It has to have mosque, if you want to say, masjid. It has to have masjid. And it has to have halal. Halal means accepted as God wants it for you.
Be sure to join us next time for the national public broadcast of W.D. Muhammad, Muslim society leader. For more on the ministry of W.D. Muhammad, call 1-708-798-6750. All right, Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For WDM Publications, call 1-708-862-7733. All right, Post Office Box 1944, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributor. And thanks for listening.